Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
We're sticking to our plan. We had a Big Six meeting yesterday with Secretary Bessett and Kevin Hassett at NEC. Senator Crapo, who's the finance chair over there, Leader Thune, I, and Jason Smith, Ways and Means Chair. And we had White House folks there as well. And what we discussed was the timeline. As the Treasury Secretary Bessent has said a few times, he gave us credit for moving this so aggressively.
Yeah, Mike Johnson there, the speaker, talking about the big, beautiful bill. Of course, this is a little bit of a process, but things are slowly leaking out about what might be in it and what might not be in it. Is it possible that we end up with a tax increase out of all of this? We got Dan Snell. He's held elected office 5 different times. He's also an analyst on politics and leadership. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Always great to be with you and your St. Louis listeners.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Thank you. Welcome back. Good to have you on again. I heard the White House is the one that initially said they would be okay if they had to raise taxes on people, I guess, earning over $1 million or $2 million to kind of offset some of the spending in this package.
Yes, yes. President Trump on Truth Social floated out there that he wouldn't be opposed. So he didn't actually come out and say he's gung-ho for it, but he wouldn't be opposed to raising taxes on people, $2.5 million a year individually or $5 million for married. And so now it's in the lap of Mike Johnson, so he gets to have fun with it. And I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans saying, hey, we're the party that we don't raise taxes. Come on, Mike. And he says he's going to get it done by Memorial Day. We'll see what happens. But I don't think this hurts President Trump. This isn't like the no new taxes by George H.W. Bush once said. It's just a process. There's, Donald Trump blurts out things every day and gets people thinking.
Which is why you always have to ask, does he really mean that? And maybe he does in this case, but you have to at least ask the question.
He said they could afford it. He said we could afford it. Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
As in, we millionaires could afford it?
Yeah.
A lot of times
he'll say stuff, he'll be kind of just getting things distracted off something that's in another area that he maybe doesn't want people talking about, like, his post-pope, the picture of his images. Let's get something else out there to get our talk off of that. So it's going to be a big day today for people in news. We got the China deal over the weekend. It sounds like the market's up because of that. and this taxes deal, and then he's got drug prices, executive order to bring down drug prices. So he's a man of action. He's getting after it. And he's not always the winsome fellow that I wish he would be, but he's certainly in warp speed.
Warp speed is the perfect description of what's happening here. The left doesn't know what to do. How do Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come out and criticize a plan that raises taxes on millionaires? They've been campaigning on that for years. They don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, he comes at them from every angle, Dan.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, in this case, and, you know, as a former elected official looking at budgets, we do have an issue, and I'm so glad they're addressing it with the spending issue. But if you look at long term, because that's important to our children, the tax cuts he was proposing over 10 years added to the $4.5 trillion, and this tax cut or this tax increase is only raises about $500 billion. So while on the surface, it actually makes people think, well, Donald Trump's trying to be fair. In the big picture, it doesn't really long term solve our problems.
Yeah. Dan, have you given much thought to this pharmaceutical announcement they made yesterday that he's going to sign an EO trying to cut drug prices by claiming most favored nation status? I'm still not sure how I feel about this. I'm a little leery of it because I understand why drug companies charge higher prices in America, because this is where they did the research and the development.
Yeah, boy, this is going to be a brouhaha and should be a topic for good conversation, because I've always been super healthy all my life. A year ago, out of the blue, I referee basketball 300-plus games a year and stay in great shape. But a year ago, I had a heart attack, and now I take some medications and I've just...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Discovered that, hey, the cost of some of these medications, which I'd never, ever been impacted by. So personally, I can understand and I applaud that. But we do want to make sure we keep the research going. I think his goal is to get more pharmaceutical companies to move back their production to the United States. I think Merck made a big announcement. So he's on the right track. And I think that Americans, for the most part, will say, hey, most people think about their own pocketbook. You know, they think about their 70 by 120 foot lot they live on, and they don't care as much about their city, county, state as they should or their country. So if it affects their pocketbook, they're happy about hearing it.
It's true. Dan Snell, I know you got to run, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, great to be with you. Stay winsome there in St. Louis.
Yeah, we will do it. I appreciate that. Good to get him on here. He's got a book by that name, which is why I think he brought up the word winsome. But it's good to get him on here.
This whole thing with the drug prices. Okay, so you're saying that one of the reasons they're higher in the United States, well, it sounds like it's twofold. One, because these other countries have put caps saying if you want to sell your drug here, this is the most you can charge for it. So they're willing to eat the cost to be able to sell it there. But then the other part of it, it seems like you're saying, is because they're researched here, they're made here in many cases. Not all of our drugs. In fact, in some cases, we're too dependent on other countries.
Right.
And you worry if you were in some sort of a war with them that they would withhold some really necessary drug. But it's odd to me because it's like, okay, if the whole idea, which I would support, is to get a lot of these drug companies researching and manufacturing here in the United States, isn't that like a catch-22? Because then you're saying that that's one of the reasons why the drug prices are so high here in the U.S.? Because it's being done here?
It is. And Trump's talked about reducing some of that regulation.
Which is also scary.
The screams are all immediately. What does that mean?
Right.
Is it going to be safe?
Lack of research.
Yeah. I mean, Operation Warp Speed moved at warp speed for sure. And some of the technology was available already. It just hadn't been applied to the vaccines, right? And a lot of people are worried about the outcome of the COVID vaccine. So off that issue for a moment, they spend billions, as with a B, in years researching some of these drugs to get them to market, to get through FDA approval, to jump through all these hoops. You know, we just had a conversation last week about utility prices in Missouri, and the governor just signed a bill that's going to allow Ameren to charge you in advance before it builds a new plant. And in the past, the way they had to do it was they had to build the new plant and then increase your bill once it got online. That's when they could go and ask for an increase to cover the cost of what they had just built. So it forced them to make the investment, and then they could recoup their money afterwards. That's the way it works in the drug industry. They spend the money up front for research and development, and then they recoup their expenses once it goes on the market for sale. So those billions of dollars in research are built into how that drug is priced. I'm not saying it's always a fair price. I'm not saying that at all. But foreign countries have falsely controlled the price. They've said you can sell your statin drug in our country, but you can't charge more than $5 a pill for it. Whereas in America, they're charging $10. And they've agreed to do that because it's still five is better than nothing, I guess. And they've agreed to sell the drug over there at a reduced price because they're still making money on it in America. If we erase their ability to make money, they lose their incentive to spend billions of dollars on research and development. So to address both questions, this has to come from both angles. We need to reduce the regulation safely, but we also need to be careful about forcing them to operate at too much of a loss, or they're going to lose their incentive to come up with new drugs. They're going to do the math. They're going to say, here's a drug. What are the potential sales of this drug? Maybe it only affects a small percentage of people who get a very rare type of a disease versus how much we have to spend to develop it and get it through the approval process. Is it worth it?
You don't want them making those decisions. It has to be lucrative. I absolutely understand that. These are for-profit companies. What scares me is, and I'm not just trying to hate on the drug industry, I have concerns with the pharmaceutical industry, but there obviously are very necessary drugs that need to be made, okay? So I'm not saying that we shouldn't make them, but I guess my concern is that we do all this research and spend billions of dollars, and then you still have these drugs that have been, quote, heavily researched, and they're still causing problems. The running joke is that you see a drug that says, oh, it will help with this problem, and then it's like, it may also cause heart attack, stroke, diabetes, or death. And it's like, oh, fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah, that's
great.
Thank you for researching that. Yeah, awesome. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. You want to give a tease of what we're going to talk about or not?
let's just talk about... What's the best? Because you know what I'm talking about this time.
People went crazy on the dog comments earlier. I don't know. This is about animals, for sure.
Cooking them.
Oh, yep. Not dogs.
Let's clarify
make that very clear.
At least that.
No. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.